Good morning, it's Trina here on Something for the Weekend. It is Classic Hits, and in from the glowclinic.ie is Dr. Jennifer Owens. Good morning.
Good morning, Trina.
So we're in January and there seems to be a trend in the office at the moment, and I wonder how long it's going to last. People are giving up sugar, and you're delighted though.
I am very, very happy. Now I know January is hard enough anyway, but sugar is one of the kind of worst causes of skin damage that I see on a frequent basis.
I actually never knew this. This is why. This is why my skin is in terrible condition. All the chocolate.
It's quite bad. They're finding skin damage that is not related to smoking, not related to sun damage, which we all tend to be quite aware of these days, but sugar and blood sugar spikes in particular. So they're called AGEs appropriately. But it just helps break down the collagen. When you have like a whole load of sugar, you're just taking a machine gun to your collagen, which is what keeps your skin nice and firm and plump and healthy looking.
Because we get the, and I'm sure a lot of people listening to this will be able to identify with this, you get that kind of slump in the afternoon where you're like, I want a cup of tea or a cup of coffee, but I want something nice with it.
Yes, you go craving, hunt for
I need chocolate or biscuits or something.
Yes.
Or you're in a habit of having that when you're watching your telly program in the evening time when you get home from work.
Yeah, and it is just a habit often in the evening time one. You know, you're close enough to your bed that you go to bed if you're really tired, whereas...
Yeah, you're not going to starve, like...
Mid-afternoon in work, I get that one. That's, like, really, you know, I'm tired, I can't focus. What really has happened there is you're on the kind of sugar roller coaster. So you have... You know, if you have something in the morning, coffee can spike your blood sugar too. But, you know, you have a sweet croissant for breakfast or something on the way to work. Your blood sugar spikes. You feel great, full of energy, and then it crashes. So about 10:30, you go looking for something else.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I have to complain, actually, because last year when Dr. Jennifer Owens was in the studio, she arrived in with a massive box of donuts. So I blame you.
I know, it's all my fault really, isn't it?
Yeah. So what would you recommend then? Say if we do get that slump in the afternoon when we just want something sugary.
What I actually tend to take one of the supplements that I brought in for you before, the SkinAid one, which has a very tiny bit of sugar in it, but it also has your B vitamins to help you with energy. It has some collagen, vitamin C. But the best way actually to avoid that slump can take a little bit more planning than, okay, what will I bring to work today? If you can get yourself off the sugar bandwagon or off the sugar roller coaster, you will find it much easier to get through that section of the day. Because often people kind of think, oh God, my willpower is so bad, or I'm terrible, I can't lose weight, or I can't resist this. When often it's more of a biochemical thing.
Right, okay.
You know, your body is like, oh God, we've no sugar, we're going to die, better get some sugar. It's very hard to fight that.
So is there, say if you give it up for a certain amount of days, I think somebody said to me before, it takes 21 days and if you can quit it for 21 days, you're flying.
Well, that's in habit forming. With sugar, it's actually a bit easier. It's 2 to 3 days.
Oh, okay.
But those 2 to 3 days are not so much fun. So,
but just power through.
Yeah, exactly. Power through. Make sure you're kind of planned a little bit. Like, you know, prep some meals that you like that are good. Because if you've made yourself a cold salad for dinner on a Tuesday in January and you're starving, you're probably not going to eat that salad. You're going to go get something else.
Okay, yeah. So plan something tasty that is healthy.
You can also, a good guideline when you're looking at foods in the supermarket is 2 grams of sugar per 100 grams. That's what I would classify as low sugar, because there's so many things that, like, you know, granola bars or different things, and they've way more sugar in them.
There's so many things that, and I only copped onto this when I was pregnant with Anna and I got the gestational diabetes at the very end. At the very, very end. So I knew nothing about this, and it was, they were telling me, you know, what to eat and that, and there were certain yogurts, and I'm like, oh, yogurts, if they're diet yogurts, you're grand. You'd be surprised. Certain brands were still really high in sugar.
You really have to read the labels
and everything. Yeah.
A lot of the diet ones, they have sugar instead of fat, and you know, not all fat is bad. There's very good fats out there. Something like an avocado or some nuts helps fill you up without having that sugar hit.
Right, okay. So just to be more mindful, I suppose, isn't it?
It's to be more mindful and be aware of what you're doing. Otherwise, you can be shooting yourself in the foot trying to eat something that you don't even like that actually has a load of sugar in it.
Yeah, and is affecting how your skin looks.
Oh, big time, yeah.
Okay. Well, there you go. So if you're forking out a fortune for all your facials and all the creams and all the everything and you don't know why they're not working, that could be it.
That could be the missing piece.
Great. Thank you very much. There is Dr. Jennifer Owens from theglowclinic.ie. It is something for the weekend on Classic Hits.